This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Government holds second phase of talks with the Tharu Welfare Assembly. Public Account Committee directs government to collect electricity due from industrialists within 1 month. Government decides to administer COVID-19 vaccines received from the Chinese government to people from the 7th of April. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes price of petroleum products, and at least 50 people die after flash floods hit Indonesia. Now the news in detail. The government has held the second phase of talks with the Tharu Welfare Assembly. Government talk team member Bhagwati Chowdhury informed that the dialogue held at the Home Ministry yesterday was centered on the demands put forth by the Tharu Welfare Struggle Committee. She further informed yesterday's discussion also dwelt on the process of revoking the cases filed against individuals involved in Tikapur incident. She added that the second phase of talks concluded positively. Next phase of talk has been set on Tuesday. The government had formed a talk team under the coordination of Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa to address the demands of the Tharu Welfare Assembly. The Public Account Committee has directed the government to collect electricity due from the industrialists within 1 month. Committee Chairperson Bharat Kumar Shah informed that the committee had directed the government to collect electricity due worth 10.14 billion rupees from industrialists. During the meeting of the committee held yesterday, lawmakers including Pradeep Yadav, Mohammad Istiakurai, Parvati Kumari Bisunke, Dharmashila Chapakai stressed on bringing the industrialists within legal action if not found paid electricity due. The parliamentary hearing on the proposed judges for Supreme Court, Kumar Chudal and Nahakul Subedi, has been scheduled for the 16th of April. Parliamentary Hearing Committee's President Lakshman Lal Karna informed that the meeting held yesterday garnered information from the complaints received against the proposed judges. Two complaints were filed against Judge Chudal, while 5 complaints were registered against Judge Subedi. Senior correspondent of Radio Nepal, Bipramani Acharya, has been unanimously appointed as the chairman of the Federation of Nepalese Journalists, FNJ, Radio Nepal chapter. Similarly, Narhari Nyopane and Benju Subedi have been unanimously appointed as the vice chairpersons. Others unanimously appointed members are Shyam Napit as the secretary, Rama Parazuli and Arjun Sapkota as joint secretaries, and Ujjal Khimiri as the treasurer of the FNJ Radio Nepal chapter. Nepal government has decided to administer the COVID-19 vaccines to people from the 7th of April, which were received from the Chinese government under the grant assistance. Speaking at a brief press meeting organized at the Health Ministry yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam informed that the COVID-19 vaccine Veroshel will be rolled out from the designated hospitals in the Kathmandu Valley. He further informed that the decision was made to vaccinate people involved in essential services, students studying under the Chinese government scholarship schemes, and students preparing to pursue higher studies in China, and people associated with Trans-Himalayan trade. Likewise, the Health Ministry has reported 176 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 117 people have recovered from the infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has once again increased the price of petroleum products effective from Sunday midnight. The price of petrol has been increased by 2 rupees per litre. With this, the price of petrol is fixed at 120 rupees per litre. Similarly, the NOC has increased the price of diesel and kerosene by 2 rupees per litre. As for the new price, diesel and kerosene will be traded at 103 rupees per litre. However, price of LP cooking gas and aviation fuel remain unchanged. The NOC made this price adjustment as per the price list sent by the Indian Oil Corporation on April 1st. Nepal police have arrested a group of individuals involved in looting a Chinese citizen. The arrestees are Fulkazi Tamang, Amir Tamang, Buddha Tamang and Roshan Lama of Sindhupalchok district, currently residing in Kageshwari Manohara municipality in Kathmandu. They have been accused of looting 2 million Nepali currencies along with golden jewelries. As per the police information, they had looted the property of 34-year-old Chinese citizen Yong Cheong on the 29th of March, entering his room at Tamil. As many as 56 Nepali people who returned home from various cities of neighboring India have been found positive for COVID-19 on Friday and Saturday. Superintendent of Armed Police Force Birendra Bahadur Iyer informed that 32 cases of infection were detected among 767 people who underwent the antigen test. He says all the infected ones who are between 14 to 60 years have been kept in isolation set by Thangari sub-metropolitan city. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed member of the House of Representatives, Janaki Devi Ram. She was administered the oath by the Speaker at the ceremony held at the Singh Darbar Best Federal Parliament Secretariat yesterday. The House of Representatives seat of proportional representation, Dalit quota, had been lying vacant since the demise of Sanu Shiva on 20th October 2020. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरका एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with international updates now. At least 50 people have died after flash flooding and landslides hit Indonesia and Timor-Leste on Sunday. Torrential rain sparked widespread destruction with flood water from overflowing dams submerging thousands of homes on the islands. The affected area stretched from Flores Island in eastern Indonesia to the neighboring nation of Timor-Leste. Rescuers are still attempting to find survivors and officials warned that the death toll could rise further. However, East Flores Deputy Resident Augustine Spine Poli estimated that as many as 60 people in his municipality had died. This number has not been confirmed by Indonesian national authorities. The Indian state of Maharashtra will see tighter restrictions from Monday following a sharp spike in COVID-19 infections. A night-time curfew will be enforced and the state will be under a full lockdown on weekends. India saw its highest day of infections since mid-September on Sunday with 93,249 new cases. More than half of those were in Maharashtra, which has India's largest city, Mumbai, as its capital. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked specialist teams to visit the state and investigate why there has been such a severe spike there. Some 165,000 people have died of COVID-19 in India, and there have been 12.5 million confirmed infections. This is Maharashtra's second full lockdown, and government officials have been warning the move was imminent for some time. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government holds second phase of talks with the Tharu Welfare Assembly. Public Account Committee directs government to collect electricity due from industrialists within 1 month. Government decides to administer the COVID-19 vaccines received from Chinese government to the people from the 7th of April. Nepal Oil Corporation hikes price of petroleum products. And at least 50 people die after flash floods hit Indonesia. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log into our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.